wonderful out of my life. Amen? Amen. Thank you all, sisters, for being a servant unto the Lord today. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful that you love us in spite of all of our difficulties and all of our trauma. We thank you for loving us in spite of us. Thank you for your word, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Father, we pray for our pastor who's absent from us today, that you give him traveling mercies. Father, that he'll enjoy himself and his wife with time together. Pray that you'll give him a time of reflection and a time to just look unto you. Give him a joy unspeakable and full of your glory. Father, now as we enter into your word, may you speak to our hearts and minds that we'll come forth knowing that you're God and you're God all by yourself. That we'll change because of you and what you've done in our lives. We love you and praise you. In Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If you turn in your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1, I'm going to start there and wind up on chapter 4. This month of July has been an interesting month for me because there's several things that I learned from Jonah that I want to share with you that it might speak to your hearts, that you might grow thereby because of the word of God. In chapter 1 of Jonah, it starts out with, "Now the word of the Lord came up to Jonah." Verse 2 says, "Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." Jonah received the word of the Lord. He knew God had called him to a specific task in his life. His only task was to go to Nineveh and to speak to that wicked city. But he didn't. Jonah in verse 3 rose and fled from the presence of the Lord. Amazing, a man of God running from the task God told him to do. But then God, seeing that he was running, sent out a great wind, a great storm. Verse 4, a great wind into the sea and a tempest. He went on the boat and other folks that was on the boat had to suffer because of what Jonah did. Jonah went into the bottom of the boat and went to sleep. Those men were terrified and afraid, wondering why this would come upon them. Throwing everything overboard, wondering what would happen, casting lots to see who would get why this was coming, and the lot fell on Jonah. They went down and woke him up and said, "Come and cry to that God." That's one thing I want you to see too. They were crying unto their God. Jonah said, "It's because of me and because I fled from the Lord." Those men recognized that there was only one true God. They wanted to row and try to save the man. Jonah told them to throw him overboard. No, they wanted to try to save him. The harder they row in chapter 7, verse 9. And he says, "I am a Hebrew giving a testimony, and I fear the Lord God that made heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land." He was telling them, "I'm the cause of this. I'm a man of God. I'm the reason why this is happening." Verse 10. "Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto them, Why have thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he told them." Verse 13, "Nevertheless, the men rowed harder harder to bring it to land, but they could not because of the storm. Verse 14. Look at that. Then, therefore, they cried unto the Lord and said, "We beseech thee, O Lord." They've seen and recognized and called upon the Lord God Almighty. The ones who were calling upon their gods recognized and turned and called upon the Lord God Almighty. Our testimony, our lives, will show folks what we're all about. Even a prophet ran and told. It was me. Why? It was because of me. Then verse 16 said, then they feared the Lord exceedingly. I want you to see that word exceedingly. And offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. Chapter 1 starts out. Men were afraid of the Lord. They turned to the Lord. They made sacrifices unto the Lord God. Chapter 2. You know, it's amazing. When you run from the Lord can always protect us. We don't like the way he protects us, but he does protect us. Chapter 2 opens up, and then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. See how the Lord prepares us? Here in the midst of trying to run from God, God prepared a great fish for him. Jonah was swallowed up. Then he recognized, hey man, I need to do something. I need to get it right with God. And he said, I cried by the reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. What a mighty God we serve. Even in the midst of our troubles and triumph, God hears our prayer. He hears our prayer. Here's what I wrote for the things that I've learned from chapter 2. Praying in places that we're uncomfortable in. It is well to acknowledge that justice and mercies are in the Lord's dealing and not with people. Trouble is not designed to lead us. Trouble is not designed to lead God's people to cry against the Lord, but unto the Lord. And then, having faith in God and hope in his mercy, such is the lesson which the verses teaches us. We need to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into our own understanding. In all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You know, even in the midst of being in the belly of the fish, Jonah knew which way to look to the Lord. He knew what to do. He knew who to cry to. He knew what to do. And then in chapter 3, I want you to see, after God had put him at the spot where he told him to go, and after the fish put him on dry ground, and he did, and he turned and went and did God's work. It says in chapter 3, that the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. How many times have God spoke to your heart and you refused to do it? But over and over and over again, he told you to go do it. He told you to do it, but you refused to do it. God loves us so much that he'll give us a second chance and a third chance to do what he wants us to do. So as Jonah entered in chapter 3, now that word exceedingly comes up again. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of a 3-day journey. 3 days he spent in the belly of the fish, 3-day journey that he had to go to Nineveh. He had time to think of what God wanted him to say. So the people of Nineveh, verse 5, believed God. It wasn't because of Jonah. It's because of the word of God that he sent forth, that he believed God. So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast, put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. And the word of the Lord, for the word came unto the king. And he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast nor herd taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink. But let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hand. You see, folks, we need to know for sure who we listening to. Who we listening to. What are you truly listening to? I recognize that if it's not had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? It's not no goodness of my own. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths. We see in chapter 3 that the people turn from their evil ways, even the king, the beast, and they were all sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But you know what? Even in the second chance that Jonah had, he still wasn't happy. Look at verse chapter 4. The first verse. What it say? It says, but it pleases Jonah exceedingly. And he was what? Very angry. You know what that's a picture of? Have you ever really got mad? When you get that mad, you're not talking in a soft voice, are you? You're almost shouting. You're hollering. You're so angry that you don't have control, do you? You're out of control. Nothing folks say can calm you down. You're that angry. Why was Jonah angry? Because Nineveh had repented. They had turned to God. They repented.
that great evil city had turned to God. You know what that showed me? There's nothing impossible with God. Even our wicked country today can turn to God. We spend billions of dollars sending money overseas to kill folks. Something wrong with that picture. Billions of dollars to kill folks, and won't spend $100,000 to get folks saved. $100,000 to get folks saved, but we'll send billions to kill folks. Where's our priorities today? Jonah was so angry. But look what the Lord said in verse 2. And he prayed unto the Lord and says, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my sin when yet therefore I fled unto Tarshish? For I knew thou art a gracious God. Jonah knew God. He knew God. He tells us in verse 2, for I knew that thou art a gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth thee of the evil. Even when God seen the evil of Nineveh and the evil of Jonah, he still was gracious and merciful. You know, that's why I love Psalm 23. Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do we have that hope today? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Oh, verse 4. You see how gracious God is? Then said the Lord, it doeth thy well to be angry. Sometimes we really get upset at the Lord, don't we? But Lord says, doeth thy well to be angry. I still have mercy and grace on you. So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth. I want y'all to see this now. Picture this. This man left the city, went to the east side so he could see, and sat under the shadow until he might see what would become of the city. He wanted to see what God would do to that city. So he made him a booth and sat underneath of it. And the Lord God prepared a gourd and made it to come over Jonah, that it might shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. You see that? The Lord wanted to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah, see that word again? Was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But then verse 7 says he prepared a worm. When the worm he come the next day, it smote the gourd and it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did rise, that God prepared a vicious, violent wind. And the sun beat upon Jonah's head of Jonah that he might faint and wished himself to die. That must have been a bad storm, my friends. I can only imagine what those fires in California and the flood in Kentucky was like. I never experienced anything like that, but I can only imagine. Here, Jonah in a windstorm with heat
wanting to die, no way to get relief, asked God to just take my life. Just take it away. But God, in his mercy and grace, saves us. Verse 8 again. And it came to pass, the sun did arise, that God prepared a vexatious east wind, and the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, it's better for me to die than to live. See how God comes back at us? And God said to Jonah, doeth thou well to be angry for the gore? And he says, I do well to be angry, even unto death. I'm mad enough that I could die. Just take me away from here. But it's amazing. God said, then said the Lord, thou have pity on the gore which thou had not labored, neither made it to grow, which came up in the night and perished in the night. You had nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. Only thing you had to do was do as I told you to do, and you wouldn't have had to go through this. You got mad because I saved some folks. Got their hearts right. Why are we so upset when we invite folks to come into the loving arms of Jesus? That's all he asks us to do, is go tell. He says, if you go tell, I'll draw all men unto me. Are you just willing to go tell? God is so good to us. Even when we're sick, he still spares us. He spares us in spite of all of our difficulties, all of our troubles. God loves us. He loves us. I like the way God ended chapter 4. He says, you had compassion on the gore and the worm that you had nothing to do with. And there's 6,000 folks that don't know their left hand from the right. And you're not even concerned about them? We're more concerned over what things are happening instead of about the lives of the people that are dying and going to hell. I don't understand it. I truly don't. And I tell you all the time, I'm not all that. I make mistakes. But God loves us so much that he wants to use us. Wants to use us in spite of us. And he didn't just save the people. He said the animals too. As much cattle that don't know the left hand from the right. But we know that there's a true and living God. And yet and still we won't tell nobody about the goodness of God. God said, just go tell. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understandings. In all thy ways I'll acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. Love the Lord thy God. Love the Lord thy God with all. When we have that much love of God in our lives, we're willing to go share with others. Because it's not about us. It's not about me. It's all about Him. If we really truly tell, look what the Lord has brought us from, I'm thankful for the Wall sisters that are still together. Because they get that love that binds our hearts. They're willing to go serve and sing unto the Lord. Not to us. They're singing unto the Lord. You know, if we look back from where we come from, we should just thank God. Amen. Just thank God. Because we should have been dead and in our grave. But God so graciously so loved the world that He gave us a way out. That we don't have to perish, but we can have eternal life with Him. You know, at funerals, we says that He goes to prepare a place for us, that where He is, we may be also. Do you really believe that? Or are those just words of a book that you just read occasionally? But God loves us in spite of all of our sins and shortcomings. There are several things that I'm going to close with. In this book of Jonah, there was some things that I recognize. In chapter 1, it was the great city. There was a great wind. There was a great storm. The men were greatly feared. The great fish that came and took Jonah and put him on dry land. And then he was greatly displeased of what was going to happen with the city of Nineveh. Nineveh was going to get right with God. There were several miracles that had taken place in the book of Jonah. A violent storm came out of nowhere. God prepared. The lot fell on Jonah. The calm of the sea when Jonah was thrown overboard. How the fish transported Jonah safely to his destination. How the fish threw Jonah up on dry land. And how the people, I just thought of this, is how the people seen Jonah. Not only did Jonah dislike the people, but he had to preach to the people. And all of the greatness melted the hearts of the prophet. Even when Jonah was angry, God calmed his spirit and said, "Thou doest well to be angry." But my question to you today is, what are you angry about? Why aren't you willing to go out and tell folks about Jesus? And if you are willing, are you angry doing it? Are you doing it joyfully and in love? Because the God that we serve is living in you. God loves you and willing to use you if you just let Him use you. I like the way God just dropped it. He says, "And I should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left." And then He just closed the book. Should not I spare? Should not I spare this country? Because people don't know their right hand from their left. Much more also the cattle.
What are you concerned with today? What is your life consumed with? What are you willing to do for God? That's what I learned from Jonah. That's what I've learned. Being willing to do what God told me to do the first time. I don't want to go through the storms of life because I disobeyed. Are you willing? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have you trusted in that God? Do you know him personally for yourself? Do you see that word exceedingly in the chapter Jonah, four times in Jonah or more? What are you exceedingly about? Are you willing to give your life to him today? Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful that we can look at the book of Jonah and his life, of how he was angry and ran from you, but you prepared a fish and took him up and put him on dry land again. In 3 days he traveled there thinking of what you're going to do. And then he would recognize how merciful and slow to anger you are. May we recognize that, Father, that you're gracious and loving. And Father, there may be someone here today that do not know you personally. They know about you, but never experience your mercy and grace in their life. Would you draw them? Would you call them to yourself? You said that you stand at the door and knock, and if any man would open up his heart, you would come in and sup with him, and he with you. Would you draw that person to yourself today, Father? We thank you for your word. Thank you for Jonah, that you give us an example that even when we run, you can draw us to yourself. So speak to our hearts, those who are running, Father. May you draw them back to you. We love you and praise you. In Christ's name, we pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. May we all stand. There may be one here today who do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. We ask that you come forward and make that confession known today. Maybe you're looking for a church home and you want to serve God here at Crossroad Baptist Church. The doors of the church are open for you to come and experience the goodness of God, the love of God. Those who are online,
look for your neighbor and tell them I'm coming.
We ask that you come.
Under the blood
send an email.
CrossroadBC.com.
We thank you for what you've done.
Amen.
And all that you're going to do. Is there one today? Father God, we thank you again for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love towards us. Father, as we depart from here, may we never, never depart from thy presence. Draw us ever so close to you. And Father, as you chased and caught Jonah, would you draw us back to yourself? Father, we love you and thank you for what you've done this day. Guide us and direct us. Maybe you'd be willing to go tell others of your goodness and mercy. In Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, all sisters. God bless you.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. I love you, Jesus.
Y'all, what y'all doing today?